Good morning, Rodney. Who's beside you? Hi, Emerson. You got taller and taller. And thank you for recognizing me. Welcome to Centenary's worship service. Thank you all who came to volunteer to serve at the Parkview Mission Cafe last Wednesday. A special thank you to Angie, who prepared a nice meal, and Marge and Ida, who donated desserts. That was so looking good desserts. Oh, three other peoples. Wow, I didn't know. Can you name them? Chris, can you shout those names? Karen Bell. Don Arrington and Belva. Oh, thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you again to the outreach team who diligently worked on this community outreach. Thank you to all who made a donation to the AMCOR Relief Fund for hurricane victims in Haiti and Louisiana. We sent the collected relief fund to AMCOR last week. Though you can still make donations, we will collect relief donations for a few more weeks and send them to AMCOR. I have a couple of sad news to announce this morning. Ann Canfield passed away Tuesday, September 14. Please keep Ann's family in your prayers. And I'm sure that many of you may heard of Jay Cleburne's husband, Carrie Parks, passed away on September 3rd. Please pray for Jay's family. I was grateful to hear that Ann Harper is doing a pick and sale this year again. Ann told me last year that she may not continue the pick and sale this year. Last year, she donated more than $1,000 to the general fund from the profit of pick and sale. You can still order pecans by September 26. You can contact Ann Harper if you want to order them. Three teams' leadership will meet after worship in the parlor. We had to give up many ministries during the pandemic, but we still need to stay connected among team members. We originally planned today for the three teams' restart Sunday, but we had to postpone it because of resurge of coronavirus. Due to the high COVID positivity rate in our community, right now positivity rate is 17.5%. 7-day average new daily cases is 172. Vaccination rate is 44.7%, which is very low. And vulnerability rate is very high. So I recommend each team member to meet through Zoom for team meetings as possible as you can. Since we have already been living in a pandemic for over a year and a half, we know all of you are very tired and exhausted. We still don't know when we will be able to return to our normal lives. And there are concerns that maybe this could become our new normal. In times like these, it is important for church members to stay connected by card or phone to those who have not been able to come to church for a long time. Let's remember that we are all in this together. But most importantly, God goes before us and leading us forward. I continue to encourage you to pay close attention to the guidance and recommendation of our medical scientists at the CDC and local health department in making decisions about your participation in in-person gatherings. If you are eligible to be vaccinated, I encourage you to get vaccinated. I also encourage you to wear a mask for the protection of yourself and others when you are in the enclosed space like a church building. If you attend the church gatherings and subsequently test positive, please inform the church office so that we can control the spread of the virus. Whew. Now, it's time for striking the hour as we welcome the light of Christ.